Having allotted resource types to activities, let us now go through the activity network and note the resources necessary for each unit of calendar time, in this case each week, if the activity is to start at its earliest start date. In the top part of Table 2.1, we have, for example, determined the different resource types and allocated particular activities to them by putting the alphabetic characters we used in Figure 2.11 to determine each activity. For example, GA for Design Provisional Booking Function into the relevant week cells. Where the alike type of resource is necessary for different activities in the same week, we identify different instances, for example, SDs1, SDs2, and so on, and allot them to the different parallel actees where they are essential. When we have finished this allocation, we can count the number of each type of personnel needed each week. We can also show this information as a resource histogram, see Figure 2.12.